Heck, it's hot in the city today, too. Did you notice the lions out front of the Art Institute are gone? They took them down today. It's been 21 years since they've had a good cleaning. I guess it's going to take about a month, but it just looks odd when you drive past the Art Institute and the famed lions are no longer there. Hey, something really big happened in Chicago last night, the James Beard Awards. That is like the Oscars, the Tonys, the Grammys. If you are in the restaurant business, this is it. And a lot of restaurants in Chicago were nominated. But only one person in Chicago walked away with a James Beard Award last night, and that is Chef Eric Williams. And he joins us on Chicago's Afternoon News. How are you today, Chef?
I am great. Thank you so much.
You must be walking on air. I mean, or are you just the person that goes, this doesn't mean anything? I think it means something. This is huge, right?
I continue to be amazed by this idea that when you take a journey, people travel with you. And the fact of the matter is my community, my ancestry, my hospitality community travel with me on my journey. And so I am really, really honored to be in a position to show a lot of respect for what we do in the hospitality community.
The mayor had the opening remarks, I understand. She was compelling and thanking everyone in your industry for surviving and hanging on through the pandemic. Was she received well?
She was received very well.
Good. Okay, so Chef Eric Williams is a chef and owner of Virtue Restaurant. It's in Hyde Park. He won the James Beard Award for Best Chef, Great Lakes, in 2022. And I liked what you had to say and in the words that you just shared with me a moment ago. And if you go to his website, virtuerestaurant.com, you will see that he talks about gratitude and more so about ancestry. That's really the core of who you are and what you serve at your restaurant, isn't it?
It is, because we don't just serve food. We serve kindness. We serve hospitality. Virtue, by its very definition, is of high moral standard. And so we serve a very, very healthy dose of dignity and respect. Many words that come to mind when you think of what virtues are. And so we just all went through an incredibly tough 2 years. And we don't know what we're walking into in the fall. And so I think many of us have decided to really focus on what matters. What are our priorities today? And how do we live being the best versions of ourselves right now?
And who's Millie? Because all I want to do when I look at your menu is get Millie's pudding. And I'm like, who's Millie?
Millie is the older woman that inspired our pastry chef, and Millie used to make really good banana pudding. Yep. So she's a grandmother figure in our pastry chef's life, and yeah.
I love that. So you serve American cuisine. If someone came to your restaurant, what is the one dish that you would say they have to try?
Everything. Unfortunately, we can't filter it down to one thing. It's Southern food. It is very highly recognizable dishes, so people don't come here and get intimidated by the menu. Mm-hmm. But they're usually surprised at how rich and concentrated flavors are without us having to throw everything in a deep fryer.
And who's your inspiration?
You know, I wish I could sum it up to one person, but I'm inspired by leadership. There's leadership in my family. I see leadership in my wife, who's a very amazing educator. I find leadership in my church. I'm a man of faith, and there are like dozens and dozens of people. I'm inspired by my parents, but I'm also inspired by the people that I work alongside every day to fight to provide better opportunities for their families, for their communities. And those stories inspire me, and they inform how I make decisions.
This is Chef Eric Williams. He is a chef and owner of Virtue Restaurant in Hyde Park, and he won a James Beard Award last night, the only Chicagoan to do so. And there were a couple years where they were kind of taking a hit, or maybe they weren't as glowing as they had been in the past because they were ignoring people of color. And they also were focusing on, you know, these chefs that we see on TV that are yelling and screaming and don't seem to have much integrity or decorum. And you seem to be the exact opposite of that. Do you think that influenced their vote to choose you for a James Beard Award?
I'm not, you know, I'm not privy to how votes are tallied or who even voted for that matter. It's a very, you know, confidential process. What I will say is the James Beard Foundation has been very supportive of our mission. I think there are many things that they do that they don't get credit for that align with what we do. And I know for a fact that the leadership that they have in place today is, you know, top of class from their CEO to the president of the organization. I can only sing their praises because I know they work diligently to make sure that equity is at the forefront of their decisions.
And Chef, are you in the kitchen right now stirring something up?
I'm not. I have a glass of champagne near me, and I am looking out of one of the windows in the restaurant because we're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. And one of our team members is doing a little bit of cleaning in the space. We lost power last night due to the storm.
Oh.
And then, you know, just like restaurant people do, we don't like to hear no as an answer. So we hosted about 200 people in front of the restaurant. It turned into a block party with boxes of cold fried chicken and even colder champagne.
Oh, my gosh. That is brilliant. And they took care of that while you were at the Lyric Opera House receiving the James Beard Award?
Well, they were getting set, and then the power went down. And I went to the after party and found out quickly that we didn't have power. So I did a little bit of a meet and greet, and then I ran out so I could get back to my restaurant. And we went into action and things that we couldn't cook because we didn't have the capacity to remove the exhaust from the building, we purchased. So there were some local restaurants in the neighborhood that that got overwhelmed quickly with the amount of purchases we were making to make sure we had enough chicken to fill those boxes. So we cooked what we could cook, but then once we got to a point where we couldn't, you know, the show must go on.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to dine in your restaurant. Chef Eric Williams, cheers. Toast to you. We applaud you and congratulations on your James Beard Award.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. The restaurant is called Virtue. You can go to virturestaurant.com. You look at the picture on his website, you're going to get hungry. Tom Skilling is going to join us next. That storm that put him out of business last night might have dropped a tree in your yard, or maybe you had to run for cover at Wrigley Field. We'll talk about that and what you can expect in the next couple days when the best weatherman in Chicago joins Chicago's Afternoon News. That's after Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.